in early 1990 and early 2000 and something, we used to have some affirmative action, and we could actually encourage our girl child from those hotspot areas to go to school, try that they act as role models in their areas. They were supported, but I don't know what happened, because our development partners used to support them, but I don't know what happened. This is my proposal, honorable members, that we make it a food for thought through our partners action aid. If such an affirmative action could come back, we would be in the right track in fighting this FGA. I know this needs a lot of debate, but we shall have the statistics from our technical people. And don't get surprised that the practice is still very high. Our areas like Thor County in Muka District is still a hotspot area. And therefore, we should do something. It is unfortunate that some of our political leaders feel ashamed of talking over this issue. I beseech everybody to be open. Let's try to be open wherever we get an opportunity to talk to people. And we tell them the vice is still around and we should fight it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't cost anything. Some people fear for political reasons. But I don't think this one can affect us politically. You know, being a leader, you have to give your people the right direction. When there is the right direction, don't cowardize because of votes. You tell them in future, they would say, yes, this man said this. People now try to cowardize. I beseech you, colleagues, let's be open when discussing the thing. And we be very open outside there. Let's not be open just within here. Let's be result-oriented.